Now, they would most likely make the father or mother fill out new forms and have everything looking perfect. They would not allow a line to be drawn through over one name over the other. In today's times, there would be no evidence of the fact there was once two names this child was called. It would have been wiped away. It would have been erased from history. She would have never known. Well, at least not unless someone told her, which in the family she was raised in the craziness, it could have happened. She might have been told, but those are just what-if games that generally get you nowhere. The whole incident and experience she has always found rather odd. It was not until a recent counseling session that she ever did or was able to put the pieces together. She may not have if her counselor had not helped point her in that direction, but it all started to make sense and come together once her counselor had helped her see the situation. Often people who accuse others of having an affair are usually the one having an affair themselves. They feel bad and guilty and do not know what to do. So then they start feeling that if they're cheating, then the other person must be cheating too. This is not always the case, but many times found to be true. Heather's mother told Heather later in life about her father having an affair. The irony here is that the person he was having an affair with was the wife of the man her mother was supposedly having an affair with. Her mother had never had an affair with the husband. They were very good friends, and he was someone who understood her for her beliefs and ways, which we will get to later. She did, however, have an affair with another man at another time, but that man was in another town, in another state, far, far away. The only truth was the real truth. Heather's father was her biological father. It is intriguing that Heather's father was so adamant about it, though he was the one having the affair. Having the paternity test was more than likely a way to release his conscience about the whole incident. The truth of it all being, Heather had two names on her birth certificate because her father felt guilty about the things he had done. When his conscience was released, he claimed her and did all he could throughout his life to make up for it by showering Heather with affection, love, gifts, and warmth. Heather became his favorite. And she was spoiled as a means of releasing his guilt about the whole incident in the first place.